Now for local news, a treasure hunter who had once lived near Vero Beach is now wanted by the FBI. Digital billboards are going up in Ohio and here in Florida to publicize the face of Tommy Thompson. A federal judge ordered his arrest last year after he failed to appear in court in Columbus, Ohio. In the 1980s, Thompson's crew found gold bars and coins from a ship that sank in 1857.
Did you write it?
I hopped around a few different places. I was in Dallas and then upstate New York.
Okay.
And then Vermont, which was really cool. Never been there.
You went to Vermont.
This whole past week. Yeah, Vermont was pretty cool.
Everybody raves about that place. I've heard Vermont is like a beautiful, wonderful place.
It's gorgeous. And it was like really nice weather until the last day. It rained a little bit, but it was great. And then Disney World for the last week.
Which is kind of like going to a bunch of places, because you're probably at Epcot, and Epcot's a bunch of places.
We tracked our steps. I think we walked 6 miles the first day and 8 miles the second day.
Wow! So you're a toothpick right now.
Yeah, right. I wish.
I wish that was how it worked.
I'm eating all the, you know what I noticed about Epcot though? It's like kind of offensive now.
Oh, really? Oh, is it, like, racist?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. You didn't notice these things as a kid, but you're walking around, and you see a whole lot of fat white families wearing, like, little rice paddy hats and and kimono coats and stuff. And I'm like, this is a little
That's an interesting thing. It's all in the spirit of like, cultural awakening, but I guess in the world we live in, it's kind of cultural appropriation, but... That's the point. That's the whole point of Epcot is the culturally appropriate.
Totally.
So,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, what do you do? I don't know how to criticize it. That's what it is.
I'm not offended.
Well, I mean,
are
I
Asians
guess
offended?
No, no one seems. Everybody seems really happy there.
I mean, their culture isn't your vacation, Fried. So
yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Isn't your theme park?
Yeah, isn't your theme park?
Unless I'm in their country, then it is my vacation.
That's true. That's actually a good point. But even then, I don't know if it's.
Isn't that the point of traveling? Like, that's why I like pho noodles. They're Vietnamese. I'm not.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Like, does that mean you can't eat other cultures' food? If you know what I mean? Like, where's the line?
That's a great question. That's the whole debate with that guy's Twitter comment is because like what happens with Cinco de Mayo and tacos and fucking any of that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's
lasagna. So like, are you offended when we eat lasagna free day?
Yes.
I'm less Italian than you are, so
you have to pay me every time you eat a slice of lasagna.
Oh my god.
Just culturally appropriating.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
That's fair. That's very considerate of you. Speaking of hurting people's feelings, should we just get into this?
Yeah.
We're
56 minutes behind schedule.
So. That's true. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly-ish, because we haven't been here, I guess it was 1 week maybe, but weekly-ish podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Friday down here.
If you hear by our... How does that work in the remote pod? I guess you're like... Pitcher's mound in like Progressive Field in Cleveland.
I'm actually like goalkeeping right now.
Well, we're if you can't tell, we're remote potting today because Dog Boobs just got back from an extravagant North American tour of Disney World, pretty much Disney World, Vermont, and Dallas, I think is what she said. But we'll probably be all in the same room maybe next week. But we're doing this remote pod. We're getting back to the remote pod system. So hopefully you guys can hear us well enough. It's going to be a little bit of experiment, but it's going to be great. Let's just get into it. Do we want to talk about some of the stuff that's been happening this week?
I would love if you guys could let me know because I haven't paid attention to anything happening in the world this past week.
You've just been paying attention solely to what's happening in Disney World.
Yes, I've been stuck in Disney World.
In the fictional world. I mean, the main thing this week, and so we're recording this on Friday, the 25th, May 25th. This week, and I wanted to maybe do this as our subject, but I didn't really know how because it didn't really make a lot of sense. But everybody's updating their private policy. Have you guys been noticing that?
So, I think this is a Facebook ripple.
I don't know if it's a Facebook ripple. I know it's a, I'm pretty sure it's a European law, and I don't know the exact law, but because of it, so we, everybody, anything you've ever signed up for, you've probably gotten an email from the company that just like, hey, either, hey, just want to let you know we're updating our private policy, or hey, if you want to still be subscribed to us, you need to reconfirm. And it's because of it, it's kind of creating a wave of memes, because it's literally been like every, and there are all these different ways that all these companies are kind of showing, like kind of inviting you in, where sometimes they're like, we have a great new deal going on, but first you have to read our new private policy, right? Ugh. And it's a little bit of like wolf in sheep's clothing. So that's been hot and heavy on the front page this week.
Oh yeah, I just saw a funny one with Jodie Foster getting a call that's like, Deep Space is called. You have to update your privacy policy. Yeah,
totally. So it's like things like that. Another very, this is actually very sad, and I don't have a relationship with this guy. I don't really know him, but a really famous gamer named Total Biscuit has passed away.
Oh. Who,
I know, it's a real bummer. He was, actually, Freed, you might recognize him from the H3 podcast. Because
is he a frequent guest?
He wasn't a frequent guest, but he was on there relatively recently. He had stage 5 or stage 3 bowel cancer, I believe. And it's a real bummer, man, because I think this is one of those things, I think especially in the age of that we're in, where you see a lot of I don't want to say it's easy to dehumanize people, but you forget that these people are people, you know?
Yeah.
Like these kind of micro celebrities that we're all surrounded by, whether it be on Instagram or Twitch and what have you. And this guy was relatively influential. I mean, I think he has 730,000 followers on Twitter, etc.
Whoa.
And I don't really know the full deal on why he was influential. I know he's maybe probably a little bit like kind of a PewDiePie type vibe, where he just kind of became popular through having a personality in gaming, you know?
Yeah.
But
it's interesting, like, people who you say are influential in these platforms.
Totally.
Like, what are they influencing in which direction?
Well,
you know, are they influencing people? And is it smart or is it good?
I mean, that's a great question.
Or are they just really, really good at video games? And I don't know. I'm always curious. Hey, you know what I want to do right now?
What do you want to do right now?
And I'm not talking about jumping jacks, guys. I'm talking about teasing the episode.
Oh, love that idea.
Like we talked about before we get into it.
Well, that's actually, I mean, I don't actually mind that, because I think that the way we netted out on that, so we're doing Treasure this week. And the reason we're doing Treasure is because there was actually a post from this week. It was about an insane find in the treasure hunting world, which, to be completely honest, I didn't even know still existed. Yeah, I thought it was just like a thing that was like, back when clipper ships were still a thing, pirate hunting or pirates and treasure hunting was a thing. Uh-huh. But apparently it is. And so there was a post, Freed, I don't know if you haven't pulled it up, but I don't know if you want to go through it.
Yeah, so I just want to tease the episode, and then I think we should get back to the top of the week. But just so people know what we're going to talk about this week, I think the sort of most valuable treasure find ever, they're calling it the Holy Grail of Spanish treasure galleons, was found off the coast of Colombia. And that's fucking crazy, because it's worth $17 billion, they think.
What?
Which is a lot of fucking cashish. And it sort of opened our eyes to this world of treasure hunting, which is popular on Reddit, especially in the /r/treasure. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I might quit college and just go become a treasure hunter at the end of this. So.
Don't quit college.
I mean, if you're saving up for young Free Day, I think it's time to just invest in a pretty good looking like ship.
Yeah.
Like put all that college money into like a functional yacht. Like not a luxurious yacht, but a functional yacht that you could send them off to the coast of the Atlantic and go treasure hunting.
I mean, that's what we're going to talk about today. If you're not excited, you're fucking dead, because this is goddamn
I mean, it is
Shiver Me Timbers, Treasure Hunt and Shit.
It is kind of surreal. I mean, it is like when you think about the number. I mean, I guess we are technically already into the sub, so we might as well just like talk about the topic that we're talking about. Yeah. But I mean, when you think about the number 17 million or 17 billion,
that's called a tease and an immediate deliver.
That's true. <Love it. laughs> the tease lasted maybe 25 seconds, and we got straight into it.
I thought you were going to tease me. Now we're having sex.
Yeah. So this. I mean, when you think so, just going over the article. So this article was on CBS this morning. So we know this is not. We are beyond peak meme at this point. Like this is like a real, fully fleshed story, and it's real. It's not like some conspiracy bullshit. But so a 310-year-old Spanish shipwreck carrying treasure that might be worth up to $17 billion was discovered with the help of an underwater robot. It's called the Remus 6000. It can dive nearly 4 miles and is loaded with sensors and cameras. Bronze cannons confirmed the holy grail of shipwrecks had been found at the bottom of the Caribbean. They are engraved with dolphins, a telltale sign they belong to the Spanish galleon San Jose, lost more than 300 years ago. So,
and it was one of the interesting things was it was found in 2015.
Okay.
And they just received permission to talk about it this week.
Oh, interesting. So
it was previously discovered in 2015. And for whatever reason, which we can talk about more, but they had to kind of keep it under the vest, close to the vest.
Close to the chest.
And I think there's all kinds of maritime laws that muck up the claim to who will claim this.
Oh, yeah, because this is probably like countries are being like, well, that's technically our property, so it's actually like
Spain
ours.
Spain might say that's our money. Right. You know, the people who found it are going to say that's our money. The Colombians are going to want, you know, so everyone's going to sort of lay claim. So I don't know. I'm sure there was some like dirty politicking going on where they found it and they're like, we got to stay hush hush.
Oh yeah.
Maybe until some peer, you know, it's kind of interesting. So now it just became public. Now it's out there, and now we're all quitting college and going to look for. Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if, I mean, this is fascinating for a million reasons. My first though is like, every time you hear about something like 2015 was a long time ago, you know, like 3 years, a lot of shit has happened in 3 years. Like,
I lost my virginity in that time.
Twice. And you know,
virginity and my,
like Trump was elected president in 2016, just for a perspective on like how much crazy shit has happened since then. So like how many other things, I mean, this Remus 6000 is probably finding other shit too that they still can't talk about. And I guarantee that, or I don't guarantee, but I would like to speculate that there is probably a group of kind of pseudo pirates that like have their ear to the ground with shit like this. And I bet there's like crazy shit going down out in the Caribbean right now where like people are actively fighting and fucking murdering people, etc., for this treasure and treasure like it.
Yeah.
And we don't know about it because they're not allowed to even say that they found it for the next several years because they're dealing with some like intense litigious bullshit, you know?
Wow.
I mean, 17 billion is, that's like, that is an asinine amount of money. Like that is like, what is that? What is the global GDP per country? I wonder.
Yeah. It's so much cashish. It's a lot of people are going to freak out about it. I mean, that's a big fine for government. So,
right.
It's pretty sweet that this stuff still is just sitting around out there, and you can kind of get your bros together, definitely late night drinking Bud Lights, and convince people like, hey, guys, we should become treasure hunters. I mean, there's people out there going for this stuff.
Yeah, they're having that conversation right now.
It's so cool.
It's very, very cool. So we saw this article. This came out. The announcement happened on, what was it? It happened on May 23rd. So that was, that was 2 days ago. May 23rd, 2 days ago. So hot news, hot in the presses. So because of it, naturally, we were like, well, shit, like Reddit is kind of the internet's home for treasure of a little bit of a broader terminology. So we did a little search in and found a sub called Treasure dedicated to kind of the craft of somewhat the craft of treasure hunting, but also to a degree, just people reporting on other treasure that has been found around the world. Right.
It's a lot of bragging, I think. It's kind of distasteful to me. A lot of people going like, look what I found. Look what you don't have.
But it's also like, I mean, there's, I don't know. So treasure as a word, obviously, could mean a lot of things. But I think what's interesting about the concept of treasure hunting is the act of looking for a thing instead of it just being like, I found this thing in the forest, right? So like the first post and top of all time is stunning medieval ring found in Sherwood Forest, right? And it's an article, a Daily Mail article that it was actually found by a guy using a metal detector, right?
But
I'm not sure if that's the same thing as like treasure hunting, where you're just like, I've got a hunch, like, yeah. You know, this ship went down 300 years ago, and nobody knew what happened to all the treasure that was on the ship. I think it was probably around here. We're gonna go out with Remus 6000 and we're gonna find it, you know what
I mean? It's a little bit state school compared to Ivy League, I think. Yeah. I think there's like within the ranks of treasure hunters, there's definitely a hierarchy of class,
I would say. That
the guy at the beach, the old creepy guy at the beach who looks like a molester, who's got the thick Coke bottle glasses and metal detector thing, like, he's not a top-notch sort of, he's not finding Spanish galleons, dude. He's finding like an old Coke can.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he's finding. He's finding like a ironclad dildo from the mid 80s.
Yeah, and let's be honest. Like, we all think we're Matthew McConaughey from Fool's Gold, but in reality, we're probably the guy at the beach.
Probably. Doesn't this story though? I mean, maybe this medieval ring story, but also in particular the story about the Spanish ship, like, doesn't it kind of give you a little bit more respect for the people who are, I mean, metal detectors kind of, but also the people who you usually think are insane, who you're just like, wait, you're just going to go out there and you're just going to like metal detect for weekends at a time just to like find like a fucking fork that a family left on vacation? Like, why would you do that?
You know, but every once in a while you find stuff. As like doing American Idol or, you know, it might be less risky than trying to make it as like an actor or a musician or
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would be weird to be someone like this. I just saw, I think it was like the third down of the top of all time, or like fifth, actually it's further down than that, but it's this guy's crazy face and the title's just famed deep sea treasure hunter accused of faking memory problems to hide location of missing gold coins he discovered.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's like behind bars, held in contempt of court for pretending that he suffers from chronic fatigue syndrome that created problems with short-term memory.
That's amazing.
He's got a great face too. I believe him.
Well, I mean, like, what are the rules? I guess we're asking a lot of questions here. We don't know the rules to finding treasure.
Yeah.
You know, fucking give it to some museum. That sucks. Yeah. You know, that's like one of those guilt trip things where they're like, we would really appreciate it if you put it in the Metropolitan Museum.
So everyone can enjoy it.
And you're like, well, you know.
I mean, that's a good question though, because I think we don't have the answer to this. I think this is something we just got to like try to figure out. But I think there are probably rules to the act of treasure hunting. I mean, it seems like there's, like, I mean, when you think about something like the rules of engagement in war, right? I think that's one of those things where it seems totally paradoxical that you would have rules for war, but yet there has been an agreed upon international set of rules for war. So if there isn't a set of rules for treasure hunting, I wouldn't be surprised if this $17 billion find, or potentially $17 billion find, will create the dialogue about what the rules are, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how do you tax that shit? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you just find something by your own dime that has been kind of missing, but it happens to be,
if you pay tax on that, it's like heart wrenching.
Oh, God, was that? I know.
It's just like you go out, it's all risk on your end. You find the fucking gold that everyone told you that you were crazy about finding. And then your government's like, I'll take half. they just don't deserve it.
There are rules about it. I just kind of started Googling around. And there's archaeology law. So okay. There, it says here.
Is that like a UNESCO law?
I don't know. It's so crazy. So in England and Wales and Northern Ireland, the Treasure Act of 1996 defines gold or silver finds older than 300 years old as treasure and claims them for the crown.
Oh,
finds
my God. That's so fucking bull. That's some bullshit, dude. Wow.
Finds must be reported within 14 days. Scotland's laws are broader. Treasure does not have to be gold or silver and can be less than 300 years old. But in both jurisdictions, a significant find will be offered to museums or to bid on.
I mean, that's insane. That is so. That's some fucking shit, dude.
No kidding.
Like, that's one of those things that, like, more than anything else, makes me become like an anarchist. You know what I mean? Because, dude, you're you are fucking. You're an 85-year-old man who's been retired for 20 years, and you're like, your grandson is annoying as shit. Comes to visit you, and you're just like, oh my God, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take my metal detector out. I'll be back. Before bed, right? And then that's all you do. It's how you spend your time. And you end up finding a spoon from, like, King Edward the First, right? What? I don't know if that's a guy. I assume it's a guy. And then you have to immediately give it up to the crown in 14 days.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like, that's not volunteer work. You're doing that to cashish on it, you know? Yeah. But then the question is, like, if you find something, then what do you, I mean,
how do you sell it? How do you turn that into a Donzi speedboat?
That's what how do you turn it into a Donzi speedboat? I mean, is there a black market for treasure?
There has to be.
Dude, there's some sultans in Brunei that want that shit, and they'll pay under the table, and they just want to keep it above their bed. So when their chicks come up, they're like, check that out. That's a galleon, dude.
Yeah. So the U.S. is a little bit different because the treasure on United States land isn't going to be like
kind of whack.
Yeah, it's going to be like lead bullets from the Civil War or something.
But that would still be sick, though.
It would. Basically, except for materials on federal land, state law applies, and with some exceptions, objects are the property of the landowner. A stone tool is, like, federal laws are really strict. So they say a stone tool is property of the federal government in perpetuity. Its digging up is a violation of law and can be a felony.
That's bullshit.
What?
Let me tell you what the law should be. I'm going to write some laws.
Write it, man.
First law is finders fucking keepers, bro.
Totally.
And
that's
then
that's all you need to know. That's the only
losers,
law.
Losers weepers.
Finders keepers, losers weepers, government.
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 It's so whack that they have a law that says whatever you find,
it's mine.
It's ours.
It's mine. So
I mean, I'm going to run for Congress, and that's going to be my only platform.
Just run on that platform alone and you have my vote.
I'll say if you find treasure, you can keep it.
I mean, is this? Did you, dog? Are you on Portable Antiquities Scheme? Are you on that website?
No, I'm on National Geographic.
Oh, cool. Because the site that I found that goes into it, there's a Quora article because I was wondering about the success of modern treasure hunters, because it seems like one of those things. Like if there's like a low key, like there's a whole group of people that like this is what they do, then obviously there's some real treasure to be found. I mean, I guess it's kind of the equivalent to those guys who open up like abandoned storage units and find like 30 years of like rotting carcasses from fucking squirrels, but then also like maybe a Mickey Mantle rookie card, you know?
Yeah.
Storage wars.
Yeah. But so how successful are modern treasure hunters? This is on Quora. This is from John Bartram, field archaeologist, geophysical surveyor, man of the world, and family man, a.k.a. unemployed. Many of the legal treasure hunters in Britain are extremely successful. We know this for a fact because they can declare their treasure finds to the appropriate authority. You can see many of their finds at the government's portable antiquities site. They can make a lot of money, too, as well as gain fame. On the other hand, most treasure hunting schemes are fraudulent, set up to bilk investors. Some countries are infamous for this. A famous example of this is the Oak Island Money Pit, set up as a Masonic fraud in the 19th century. I've heard of that. That's in Canada, right?
There's a History Channel show that's called Oak Island, and these, you know, guys like they're like dad age and they've spent their lives looking for shit on this island and they made a TV show about it.
So that is as brutal and sad. So I found this site, this Portable Antiquities Portable Antiquities Scheme, I guess, finds.org.uk. It actually has some of the things that people are have found too. So it's pretty interesting. I mean, it doesn't really sort them in any logical way. I think it's just kind of like all artifacts and coins, and it seems like the coins are kind of the main thing that you track down. But you know, there's stuff like Roman ceramic rim shard, and that was, I don't know, I think it's like I think it's exactly that. No real information on it, but I think it's just like a way to see the kind of things that people are finding out there.
Yeah. Like some kind of a ledger, like a Bitcoin ledger.
I mean, I guess, but it doesn't really say how much things are worth, probably because the government just goes, doesn't matter, it's ours now anyway. Finger ring, Roman finger ring.
Government should pay you for it.
Well, I'm sure they pay you, but I'm sure they pay you in a very I don't want to say disappointing, but a very rude way. You know what I mean? They'll just be like, "Oh, here's $80. Give us your bank account, right?"
Is there an island
Roman coin?
Like they have, offshore banks that sort of skirt the law of countries. Is there an island that you could go to with your treasure that you do not have to report?
Oh, I guarantee it. I bet it's the exact same situation.
It becomes almost like a shopping, a flea market, if totally. You will, for
like a duty free,
the ultimate duty free.
I mean, I bet it's also the same islands where you can go with a fake company and shit. So it's, I don't know, like Saint Martin's and stuff. Yeah. Like, I mean, he was in Belize, but I think any of those places are probably Furana. Like anywhere that was maybe at one point a part of the British reign, but has since fallen off. So like, what are the main islands? Like, what's the main island where they have all the accounts?
Antigua.
Oh yeah. The Cayman Islands.
The Cayman Islands is where they have all the people who are like, I make a ton of money and I don't want any of it taxed. Yeah. I'll put it in a bakery in the Cayman Islands. People go, you don't own a bakery. Be like, I do own a bakery.
Yeah,
I think it's probably very very similar. So, but anyway, so this story. Now, getting back to the story. So this story of the robot submarine. That got us looking into some of the subs on Reddit that are pertaining to the treasure search. I think the most prevalent of which seemingly is treasure, just treasure. But there are actually a few different ones. I think treasure focuses mostly on the things you find. But I think there's another one called treasure hunting that is more pertinent to the act of treasure hunting. So I think they kind of go hand in hand. When you say Fareed, I think that was the other one we found, right?
Yeah, it's just kind of a lesser sub, and there's less people on it and less subscribers, and just looks like less action. So,
right,
I would stick on just treasure for more.
Yeah. So, but the treasure hunting one is treasure hunting incorporates a love of history, adventure, and outdoors.
Treasure, treasure life, right? Have you guys ever found any treasure?
Have I found any treasure?
Yeah, I'm not talking about your treasure trail that led to your wiener.
No.
Talking about real treasure.
Oh, I got treasure.
Yeah, just follow my treasure trail.
Follow my treasure trail.
I mean, there was once, I remember when I was in, where I grew up, I was convinced, I think this is one of those delusions of childhood, but I was getting really into dinosaurs, as most kids do. And I remember there was this place in my
dino phase right now.
Was that?
My kid's in a dino phase.
Oh, right, hitting now. It early. Wow.
That's a good phase.
It's a great phase.
Yeah, I mean, he's really into prehistoric stuff, guys.
So I remember there was this creek behind my house that I was convinced had a piece of petrified wood from the prehistoric era. And I think it was in all reality, it was probably like an old rusted fucking like hubcap that had just been like covered in soot. But I could have sworn it was petrified wood.
Based on your training or
based on literally nothing. Based on the fact that it looked a little bit like maybe a picture I saw once.
And you had seen Indiana Jones 15 times that summer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
What about you guys?
Had, I found arrowheads a lot when I visited my grandparents in Wisconsin. Yeah.
When you visit your parents or your grandparents in Navajo Nation?
That was my dream as a kid, was to find an arrowhead. And you actually found them?
Yeah, we found, not a lot, but my grandpa had found a lot of them. And then he'd take us when we'd visit. And I think I found like one, and I think my brother found two, like over the course of years. And they weren't worth anything, but it was really cool.
You think Pappy Dog Boobs planted those?
Dude, he might have. He might have. That seems like something my Pappy would do.
Pappy Dog Boobs.
It's, I mean, it's nice. You're like, look what I found.
And then I remember one other time I found, I didn't realize it was a bookmark of $1 million bill. Like a one of those goofy bookmarks.
I thought you were like, I'm rich.
Yeah. I like ran down to my parents and was like, you guys, what's this? Like, am I blind? Like, tell me I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. And they just gave me this sad little look like, oh, honey. Aww. Honey, that's a bookmark.
You turned it over and there was just pictures of strippers for the local strip club on the back.
Exactly.
It's just an ad.
Oh, not very fun.
I mean, reading through some of these posts, like this is one I just found that I think is really fascinating, kind of pertinent to what we were just talking about previous to this, about the legal ramifications of being a treasure hunter. Ooh. I think it's posted about a year ago, and this is, you know, kind of, this isn't the like most popular sub in the world, by the way. I mean, we didn't go in the stats, but it's literally just 1.4 thousand subscribers, 29 online right now. Welcome to our treasure, your source for posts about treasure news and the thrill of the hunt, right? Wow. So it is all pertinent to this subculture of treasure hunting. But anyway, so
it's a nimble sub.
Nimble sub, but not too far down and top of all time. They post that is a treasure hunter found 3 tons of sunken gold and can't leave jail until he says where it is.
Yeah.
Which is some fucking shit, dude. Like, when I read stuff like this, it infuriates me, man. Because this is like, again, it's one of those things where, like, not to be like a Trumpian libertarian here, because that's Friday's job, but this is
I'm the Trump guy.
Yeah, you're the Trump guy. But like, this is like, it seems illegal almost, you know?
Well, it's like extortion, I guess.
Yeah, it is literally extortion. So this is Tommy G. Thompson was once one of the greatest treasure hunters of his time, a dark bearded diver who hauled a trove of gold from the Atlantic Ocean in 1988, dubbed the richest find in U.S. history, which is amazing. Years later, accused of cheating his investors out of the fortune, Thompson led federal agents on a great manhunt, pursued from a Florida mansion to a mid-rent hotel room booked under a fake name. That's incredible.
Wow.
Why is there not a movie about this guy?
Honestly, like, why not?
Yeah. Now Thompson's beard is grayed and he lives in an Ohio jail cell, held there until he gives up his location of the gold. But for nearly 2 years, despite threats and fines and the best exertion of the federal judge, no one has managed to make Thompson reveal what he did with the treasure. The wreck of the SS Central America waited 130 years for Thompson to come along. The steamer went down in a hurricane in 1857, taking 425 souls and at least 3 tons of California gold to the sea floor of South Carolina.
Whoa.
Man tried to find it, or many tried to find it, but none succeeded until a young shipwreck-obsessed engineer from Columbus, Ohio, built an underwater robot called the Nemo to pinpoint the Central America, then dive 8,000 feet undersea and surface the loot. So this dude did this.
This guy's like a fucking genius.
This is insane. This is like, he did it at his own volition. He just was like, I want to make this thing and I want to go track it down. He built his own fucking, what's the Wes Anderson movie called? Life Aquatic. He built his own like Life Aquatic mobile to go down.
And they're holding him hostage until he spills the beans. I mean, my only motivation would be to not give up the beans to the people who are trying to extort me for it. And oh man, that guy's probably got the sweetest treasure map going on.
Totally.
And
so a man as personable as he was brilliant, Thompson recruited more than 160 investors to fund his expedition. Columbus Monthly noted in a profile he spent years studying the ship's fateful voyage and developed the technology to plunge deeper in the ocean than anyone had ever before to retrieve its treasure. Thompson's crew pulled up rare 19th century coins, the ship's bells, and gold bars 15 times bigger than the largest California gold bar previously known to exist. That's fucking crazy, man. No wonder it went down, by the way. That's very heavy. And 95% of the wreck site was still unexplored, potentially worth $400 million in gold alone, the Washington Post reported a year earlier. The treasure trove is the richest in American history, and the deep water salvage effort, the most ambitious ever undertaken anywhere. The expedition's loot captured the country's attention, as did the peculiarities of its leader, a scientist-seafarer hybrid who worked on nuclear submarine systems before he hunted treasure. Thompson is not exactly the romantic, swashbuckling sort, Forbes wrote about the years-long recovery of the ship's treasure. He is scientific and methodical, with none of the P.T. Barnum that infuses and inflates other salvers. So this is interesting, because I think this is already kind of enlightening the fact that there's a sub-community dedicated to treasure hunting that all have a little bit of this, you know,
swagger.
Yeah, like the swagger. Like, where's this, like, white jumpsuit, maybe a swinger, and...
Oh, he's definitely a swinger, dude.
Totally.
Yeah.
Look at that guy. He lives in Florida. Lives in Florida.
In the late
lines on that guy's body.
In the late 30s, during the height of his fame, Thompson said little to public. In his late 30s, during the height of his fame, Thompson said little in public and tended to play down the role of his discovery. This gold is part of the largest treasure trove in American history, he told reporters in 1989. But the history of SS Central America is also a rich part of the nation's cultural treasury. He added, it's a celebration of American ideals, free enterprise, and hard work. But before long, some of Thompson's bankrollers began painting a very different picture of the man. Two of the expedition's biggest investors took him to court in the 2000s, accusing him of selling nearly all of the gold and keeping the profits to himself. When a federal judge ordered Thompson to appear in 2012, he didn't show. An arrest warrant was issued, but the man who found a long-lost shipwreck had disappeared. Which makes sense. I mean, he is a treasure hunter. I think at this point, it's like if you're a treasure hunter and you're in this position, like, you're not abiding by the American legal system.
I wouldn't live in America.
No, of course not.
Too many laws, man. I'm going to the Philippines or somewhere.
Too many laws, but also, like, you're a treasure hunter. Like, the thing that you're looking for, you're not going to find it in America.
No, you know you're not going to find the coolest stuff.
Yeah. So. And that's, yeah, exactly. It's the point. It's like you go to the Caribbean, you go into the Mid-Atlantic, whatever. So
I found some treasure once.
What was that?
I found some treasure once.
Wait, did you?
Yeah.
Where?
It's a pretty big deal.
Okay.
That's Cut's commercial.
If we only had commercials.
I was digging in San Francisco. I was digging up a cement foundation floor. I was sort of building this, like, apartment. I needed to rip out a bunch of concrete and then relay concrete. So I was digging down into the old dirt. And San Francisco is an old town, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And I was just digging around, and I hit something with a shovel, and I found a bunch of small glass medicine, like, vials. Like, for...
Interesting.
You know, they look like they're from the 1920s. It's what they, you know, they would have kept laudanum in it or whatever that was, you know, what people drank in the old movies.
Right.
It's like codeine.
Right.
It was like a bunch of those. And they were just, man, they were a foot deep in dirt and covered in cement. Like, and I randomly stumbled upon them. It was pretty goddamn exciting. Of course, I sold them, bought a Dunsey.
That's that.
It was awesome, man. Very random.
That is very random. So the rest of the story goes, by the way, just to finish, to wrap up the way that by the way, his name is Tommy G. Thompson. I don't know if we actually said that, which is even more of the reason why this guy should have a movie. I don't really understand.
Tommy Gunn, man. I mean, that's the guy.
Is that literally Tommy Gunn? Is that his name?
That's what it should be.
Oh, okay. I was like, I mean, I'd never heard of this guy before. So I don't, like, it seems like this is one of those things that people are supposed to know about that I've never heard of this person.
This seems like the next great. He looks like Paul Rudd meets McConaughey or something.
Well, he's from Ohio, so I feel like maybe this is going to be one of those movies that reminds me of, like if he was a little bit more overweight, and maybe he's fine. Maybe Zach Galifianakis would play him. You know, he's like got that vibe where he's like eccentric, but also maybe a little funny and strange.
So you're thinking a sort of a zany comedy,
a zany dramedy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
A Catch Me If You Can. It's kind of a vibe.
Totally.
You know, it seems like he's that guy.
Yeah. So let's finish his manhunt. So they're followed the two-year manhunt. Thompson had almost limitless resources and approximately a 10-year head start in the chase. U.S. Marshal for the Southern District of Ohio, Peter Tobin, said in a statement. And this would be a really fun case to be on if you were a U.S. Marshal, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
Like, tracking this guy who was, like, not really dangerous. Like, he wasn't dangerous. He was just, like, a smart scientist, right? It's not like the Unabomber, you know what I mean? Like, this guy is, like, found treasure. Who knows where he's going to be? And then when you find him, he's going to be like, oh, you guys have been tracing me for a long time. Good work, you know? Thompson and his girlfriend had been living for years in a Florida mansion, paying rent with cash that was damp and moldy from the earth it had been buried in. Holy shit. The Post's Abby Phillip reported last year, the couple had fled by the time the authorities found the house. Government records detailed what they'd left behind. Disposable cell phones, money straps stamped $10,000, and a guide on evading law enforcement titled How to Be Invisible. Amazing. We need to find that. Thompson was finally caught in January 2015 after agents tracked his girlfriend to a 200-a-night hotel near West Palm Beach. In a celebratory statement, Tobin said the U.S. Marshals had used all of our resources and ingenuity to find the treasure hunter. So they wasted all their fucking money and all their time to find a guy who was not dangerous, who had literally just found gold in the ocean.
Come on. What a
bunch of fucking idiots. It. Exactly. And they wanted to just take it all.
Totally. But they didn't find the treasure. Thompson's investors, who originally expected to make tens of millions of dollars from the venture, said that they believed he had hundreds of gold coins secretly in a trust account for his children. At first, their search was for the coins looked promising. Thompson pleaded guilty to contempt of court in April 2015, according to the Columbus Dispatch. He said the coins were in Belize, of course. Belize, that's where John McAfee is, by the way. Or I think that's where he is. He said the coins were in Belize and agreed to reveal their exact location, but that didn't happen. Thompson's attorney said last month that his client couldn't remember who he gave the gold to. Sure, buddy. Even after poring over thousands of pages of documents related to the treasure, according to the Dispatch.
Why do they need to know? It doesn't seem like it's part of the...
They're trying to fucking make money on him, dude. They're trying to take it and you know, like, pay for more of Israel's, you know, bomber jets.
Uh-oh, we just got political on this pod.
A federal judge ruled that Thompson was faking memory problems. Oh, this is a guy that was faking memory problems? Was this the guy, Friday?
Oh, huh?
Maybe this is the guy that's faking memory problems. I thought that guy was British. Whatever. So he was faking memory problems, a newspaper reported, and has held him in an Ohio jail cell for a year. Thompson could remain in behind bars until he talks, the Associated Press reported, and is being fined $1,000 a day in the meantime, which he'll never pay.
That's horseshit, man.
That's some fucking horseshit. Who knows? He might have an epiphany, U.S. District Judge Algernon Marbley remarked Monday when he ordered Thompson to answer questions about the gold's location. But so far, the SS Central America's treasure remains missing for the second time in two centuries. And perhaps the only man to find it remains as silent as the lost sailors of that old wreck.
Whoa.
That's a good end. Good end to that.
It's a
and
good spooky story.
Appendum. So that was in, I think it came out in 2015. That article?
2015. 2016. Is what I saw.
So that article came out in 2016, December 14th, 2016. Yeah. Which, speaking of, by the way, in this case, he found it in 88. But remember, the article that we led this episode off on, that had been found almost 2 years before this article came out. So this is maybe the heyday of treasure hunting that we didn't realize.
Well, it's a good point you bring up right there. Bada bing, bada boom. Because we are basically going into this robotics age,
right?
Which is how they found this Spanish galleon ship.
Right.
So it's kind of like robots meets sonar, meets all this sort of digital mapping technology.
Yeah, we have new technology to do
more
all this
more
stuff.
Affordable, right? You don't have to be a gajillionaire to get some of this stuff.
Totally.
So you got to think, you know, as the technology even gets better, I mean, there's sort of a ticking clock with when, not if, but when this stuff will be found. So I would imagine if you're a treasure hunter, you're sort of really excited to get it now, because once they get found, you know, they're limited. They're not an endless amount of treasure out there. So
not
it seems like a good time to, if you guys are in eighth grade, I would just forego high school and just focus on treasure hunting, because I mean, honestly, what are you going to learn from
forego high school? Yeah. What are you going to learn in high school? They don't teach you anything.
It's a bunch of hogwash.
All they teach you is how to listen to punk rock and smoke cigarettes behind the bleachers.
They teach you how to fucking sit in a desk chair and be a slave to the system, bro.
Slave to the system.
A real treasure hunter, like my man Tommy G.
Tommy G. Thompson over here on the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos. Oh man, I'm so pumped up to be a treasure hunter. I'm gonna dig a hole in my backyard.
I mean, I'm pumped for this guy, man. I mean, this is like a really fascinating story that I like did not know existed. So this is actually an article that came out. I mean, this is a very small update from what I can tell, but this is an article that came out in earlier this year. March 19th, 2018, so just a couple months ago at this point. And it's basically that he is facing contempt of court. We already knew that.
That seems like an extreme charge for a contempt of court.
Well, he was in contempt of court, but it's like he was in contempt of court for reasons that you should be in contempt of court, which is they're trying to take my fucking money for some shit that I fucking found. Fuck these guys. I'm a pirate. I'm gonna never go to the American system again, right?
Right.
But in 2017, June 2017, so about 6 and some change months after this article came out, the original article, investors and a deep sea treasure hunter opposing a request by the man who led the expedition to be freed from jail on contempt of court charges. Judge Algernon Marbley, who has definitely been guaranteed some of the cash by the people that are suing him, has held defendant Tommy Thompson in contempt of court since December 2015 for violating terms of a plea deal by refusing to respond to questions about the location of the 500 missing gold coins. Thompson's attorney argues that federal law prohibits holding someone under such conditions for longer than 18 months. Attorneys for the Dispatch Printing Company and Expedition Investor said in a Tuesday court filing that Thompson should be held indefinitely until he finds the coins. Dispatch Printing Company. Is that the printing company that produces the Columbus Dispatch? Because if it is, what an interesting twist to the story, because we're not finding a lot of news on this guy, and they obviously own all of the – they own the – or they used to own the Columbus Dispatch.
Well, it sounds like – I mean, it sounds exactly what it is. They're just holding him hostage for money, and this is a United States – courthouse. It's like, this is shit that happens in Belize,
right?
Or Russia. Maybe we are Russia, you know? Like, you hear stories like this, you're like, what the fuck?
I mean, how is there not a fucking movie about this guy?
I don't know. I'm gonna option this today.
I mean, dude, this is insane.
I'm taking this guy's rights, dude. He can come after us.
Tommy Thompson. Yeah, there's no
movie in development.
Yeah, Tommy Thompson, movie in development. You know who'd starring be good? Matthew McConaughey, Zach Galifianakis. What is that?
A little Shia LaBeouf, dude. Put the LaBeouf on it.
Oh, he'd be great at this, actually.
He's a fucking crazy pirate, dude. He's the modern day pirate of Hollywood.
So there's apparently also an influential — this is maybe part of the reason why I'm having a hard time finding any information about Tommy G. Thompson — is because there's also an influential Republican congressman, or at least a Republican politician named Tommy G. Thompson, who, as far as I'm concerned, can suck a dick. I don't even know what he stands for, but he seems like a shithead. So,
you know what would be the best end of the story is if he breaks out of jail.
Oh my God, that'd be the best.
I don't want him to. I almost don't want him to be let out. I want him to be broken out and then go on the run.
Yeah,
because it's just more exciting.
I mean, he just seems to me like I imagine that people in prison with him are pretty chill with him. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's like roughing him up and trying to make him join the Aryan Brotherhood. I think people are just like, oh, it's Tommy. He's a treasure hunter, that guy.
Or the opposite. Every day they're like, Tommy,
where's the money?
I'm going to cut your Achilles tendons and rape you unless you give me the money. I'm sure there's a lot of that going on.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of that, but obviously that would be completely fruitless because, you know, he's in there because he hasn't told where his investors, or he hasn't told his investors where they are. So he's not going to tell like a fellow prisoner, because it's not like the prisoner's going to get the money for it, you know?
What if the prisoner's on his way out next week and he's like, dude, I'll get it and I'll save your half.
Of course. I mean, that's a very, Shawshank Redemption type vibe, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of Shawshank Redemption, Morgan Freeman's a rapist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
That's how you know what date we did this podcast, is right. You can just either check a school shooting or yeah. Who got charged with rape.
Exactly. You check with the current rape list. That's a different topic for another time, but that is actually that's hot breaking news as of last night, I think.
He used to play buried treasure, but it was a different kind of.
Let's tone down the word rapist. I don't think he was accused of rape, or was he accused of like?
I've heard for a little while that he's just like a cokehead philanderer.
Well, but again, I mean, I think there's a.
He goes up to chicks like on set and is like, "Hey, baby, come back to my hotel." You know, I think he's more of a creep but
that's not rape, and I think we got to be careful with our rhetoric when it comes to stuff like that, because Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, rapists, and they've been like charged with rape, but like, okay. You know, Stan Lee being like, "Hey, my nurse, want to see your one of them tits," isn't. Technically rape.
Yeah, so. I think he's being charged for sort of rude styled harassment.
Right. While and I'm not condoning that. I just think that, you know, we just gotta be careful with our rhetoric. But that's not what we're talking about anyway. So Morgan Freeman, chill out, guy. Fucking chill. So Tommy G. Thompson, fascinating. Don't understand why there's no movie about him.
Oh, no.
So another thing, as it pertains to treasure, now this is something that I think this is probably going to open up a little bit of a can of worms, but I think it's a pretty lucrative can of worms that we're about to open up here. So
it's a can full of gold worms.
Can full of gold worms. This can rosé is starting to get to my head. Got to be honest. I was going to go work out immediately after this, and I'm going to play video games.
Yeah, now you just keep drinking rosé all day.
I'm gonna drink a canned rosé.
Watch a little TGI Friday and hit the sack.
pretty much. But so with the cryptocurrency world, I speculate that we are going to see a new age of super techie cyberpunk treasure hunters who all they care about is finding bitcoins that have been lost in physical keys in strange places. So they're going to find a guy who's like, he once had X amount of Bitcoin, right? And they knew it was on a computer, and then that guy died, or that guy went to prison, and that computer was like, you know, thrown into the dump, right? And we're going to see this new age of treasure hunters who spend all their time trying to figure out how to get that Bitcoin keys worth millions and millions of dollars.
How do you find lost Bitcoin?
Well,
I don't get it.
It has to be on a hard drive or something. Right.
So it's not necessarily you're not finding lost. You are finding lost Bitcoin, but it's not like you're hacking into somebody's server to find the lost Bitcoin, though I guess technically you could do that. It's more like you have to find the computer where the Bitcoin was housed, right? Or like the hard drive where the Bitcoin was housed, or whatever,
or the thumb drive, which is seen in Silicon Valley.
Exactly, actually. Like the one. Not a spoiler alert, kind of. But there's a scene in the new Silicon Valley that has like one of the recurring old characters is that like really rich obnoxious guy. He always worries about the four decibel club, right, or something like that.
Yeah.
He invested a shit ton of money in Bitcoin, lost it all, and has like a whole team of people trying to find his thumb drive with all the Bitcoin information on it, or all the cryptocurrency information on it.
That seems like a good time to embed biotech, or I don't know, right. Sort of embed your thumb drive into your skin where you cannot lose it.
I mean, like that's a great idea. That's
like
actually
like a love handle that
love
like a
handle drive.
Yeah, like a kangaroo has a pouch. You could probably like sort of have somebody fashion you a pouch.
What body part would you put the thumb drive in? I know you just said love handle, but I assume that was somewhat in jest. In real, where would you put it?
Well, that's not a bad place to put it. Because there is some fat there, and I think you want to have a soft area, and then hypothetically you're going to have to stick it into a computer. So you don't want it to be Or I would just sub it out for my pinky toe, have my pinky toe be a thumb drive, which is ironic.
I mean, but how that wouldn't that be? I think I would put it on my arm, maybe, or like kind of right where like who knows? That's a good, really good question. But you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to use Bluetooth. It'd be a Bluetooth thing that you would like put Bluetooth in your body somewhere. And then whenever you were near a computer with Bluetooth or near a device with Bluetooth, you would connect the Bluetooth. And then the Bluetooth would give you access to all the files that you're doing.
Yeah, I think we just stumbled upon something big.
I think so. I think this is a new tech that's going to actually change the treasure hunting game forever.
Forever. There's so much treasure out there. I'm looking at this Nazi treasure train that was lost and found in Poland.
Oh, man.
I mean, this stuff, you know, the Nazis had a lot of gold, too. And so there's all this European Nazi gold.
Well, that was their thing, right? I mean, that was one of their big things is they had like because Hitler was a monster. I don't have to say that, but
debatable.
Well, Hitler was a monster. However, there were tons. Are you guys hearing that crazy ruffling in the background?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's my dog Shank.
Aww.
Stop, you idiot. Sorry, she's been laying down for literally an hour, and then out of nowhere, for some reason, she just suddenly decides to like literally reconfigure her whole bed. So that was, sorry about that annoyance. Anyway, Hitler was known for treasure hunting. That was one of his things. He was a really big mystic. And I found out the other day that apparently David Bowie and Mick Jagger, I don't want to say they were Hitler fans, but they were very interested in some of Hitler's less genocidal traits. So like his interest in
painting.
Well, yeah, he was really interested in like the in the spiritual, like really, really complicated spiritual witchcraft and like a lot of really interesting shit about that. He was pursuing higher knowledge, I guess, right?
It's interesting. It's not something you can sort of publicly be interested in.
No, not at all.
Probably.
No, of course not. But
it is fascinating.
Unless you're David
thing
Bowie
to know about. Unless you're David Bowie, yeah. It's the most punk rock.
It is like the most punk rock thing. But Nazi wise, with treasure, I think he was very, very interested in treasure hunting. And so like there was a whole thing about like Nazi gold, right? So it's like rumored that there was this tons and tons and tons of Nazi gold that people still look for. So so this is from the Wikipedia article. So Nazi gold is a rumored gold allegedly transferred by Nazi Germany to overseas banks during World War II. The regime believed it to have executed a policy of looting the assets of its victims to finance the war, collecting the looted assets to central depositories. The occasional transfer of gold in return for currency took place in collusion with many individual collaborative institutions. The precise identities of these institutions, as well as the exact extent of the transactions, remain unclear. But obviously when the Nazis imploded, like, where is all that gold? Where is all the treasure, you know?
Where the gold? Where the gold?
Where the gold at?
Where the gold at?
That?
That's a meme that took off. When was that? 5 years ago? Six years ago?
That's an old school meme, dude. That meme's been around for ages.
Maybe 10 years.
That's like the original. It's a leprechaun meme, right?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Very, very good one. So do you know, does it say anything about Nazi gold on this sub?
I just saw that one post about the Nazi treasure ship in Poland, but it's just a news article, so we can keep digging in there. So I think I think we should give gold to the guy who posted
about Tommy.
Tommy G. It sort of opened our eyes.
I mean, the Tommy G thing is fascinating because I think it kind of highlights some of the legal ramifications, the annoying legal ramifications of treasure hunting, which like you would think is not a thing, but evidently it is.
Yeah.
This guy, you user Charon Apple, Charon Apple. Cool. We're going to send him a message. Say, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
So do we know anything else about the Remus 6000? Because I think you brought up a really interesting point about now that we have the technology,
Right.
I'm sure they're going to be uncovering a lot more of this kind of stuff. I mean, it is easy to forget, I think, in the context of a lot of what we're talking about, that after all, like the ocean is fucked up big, and it's not like you can take one single robot and be like, well, now that we have this robot, we're going to, you know, find it. Like, it's not really how it works. I mean, they were looking for the U.S. the Malaysian flight for a very long time. But still, though, I mean, I think we're now in an age where there's probably tons of buried shit that you can dig up using this kind of deep ocean robot.
I just found a great post that's called Six Real Treasures That Still Haven't Been Found. And, I mean, you could just pick one.
I mean, let's go over them.
Make this your life's work. The Golden Owl of France.
Okay.
So let me just see if I can skip to what it is. So the hunt started in April of 93 when this guy published On the Trail of the Golden Owl under the pseudonym Max Volition. That's his name. The book contains several puzzles and riddles that points to the golden owl hidden somewhere in the French countryside and the 1 million francs that go with its discovery. Wow. So I don't know.
Is it 1 million francs that's the reward for finding it, or is it part of the
found this list that's kind of gives you little summaries, and they're not super in depth, but this is just sort of a list of the six. So I'll just go through them quickly, and then if listeners want to sort of like dive into them on their own, it's a good list. This other one's called the Dead Sea Copper Scrolls. A pair of copper scrolls were found in Jordanian caves. Wow. Copper scrolls.
How do you read those?
I don't know. I guess you need how do you read copper? So the scrolls was a treasure map that had been broken up into two pieces, pointing out locations of 64 different treasures that have been scattered around Israel. Unfortunately, the scroll is probably the most frustrating treasure hunter's map ever found. Not only is it written in a unique language in Hebrew, making it a bitch for the average hunter to read. Ooh. But the directions are about as clear as mud. Not on purpose, of course, but the map was written for someone who actually knew the place is mentioned. So it's kind of written in code. And so, wow, that's cool. There's a map that people are trying to decode. There's this other one called the Fen Treasure. Then there's this other one called the $63 million in Bedford County Beal Ciphers.
$200
million of silver in Key West. What?
$200 million
worth of, and that's just there now.
Wait, how have they not found that?
Lake Guadavita and the El Dorado. That's the El Dorado gold.
Wow.
That's a big dog.
I just found an article that basically says, like, what's the total value of the world's sunken treasure? And according to these people, because 70% of the planet's surface is water and 95% of the ocean is still completely unknown to us, like,
oh my God.
It's so far gone that it would be, like, more likely to find treasure on the moon than at the bottom of the ocean. But that their estimate is that there's about $60 billion worth of treasure currently lost at sea.
Well, okay. now we're looking at only 43 billion because we just found 17.
Exactly.
We got definitely.
It's out there.
We got to definitely quit school.
I mean, that's kind of, you know, we were kind of joking about that, but it is kind of, I don't want to say it's true, but it is. That's a lot of fucking money, dude. And if you're investing in tracking down that kind of kashish, and you have the technology to do it. I mean, this is the interesting thing about the Remus, right? I mean, because I was doing a little bit of research on like what this Remus actually is. So the Remus 6000, which is the one that found the treasure that we were talking at the beginning of the show, with obviously the 17 billion, the Remus Environmental Monitoring Unit S, and this is from Wikipedia, series are autonomous underwater vehicles made by the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution and designed by their Oceanographic Systems Lab. More recently, Remus vehicles have been manufactured by the spinoff company, Hydroid, blah, 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 whatever. Several designs of the vehicle, though all are torpedo-shaped vessels. They vary in size from the largest, the Remus 6000, which is the one that found it, to obviously a lot smaller. Now, the interesting thing about these, though, is the Remus units were successfully were used successfully in 2003 during Operation Iraqi Freedom to detect mines. In 2011, during the fourth search of the mission aircraft black boxes from the crashed Air France flight AF-447, which they successfully found.
So it successfully proved that Saddam did not have weapons of mass destruction.
yeah, exactly. I mean, this is not here. It's really interesting though that they're using. So this technology is there. It's not like you're making technology exclusively for hunting for treasure. I mean, you're making technology to hunt for things, right? And treasure being one of those things. But if you're just looking to get into this kind of practice, like if you're trying to like you are an AI expert and you're trying to find. You're creating AI that's designed to, let's say, look through French countrysides and mountainous regions and search caves autonomously, then you might end up finding treasure in the process. You might end up finding that whatever that treasure was called that you had mentioned earlier, Fried. But that's interesting. I mean, there's a big industry in it that I guess you kind of don't realize because it's treasure hunting. It seems so archaic, but
yeah,
this Key West one keeps popping up on these lists, 200 million, you know, values range. But man, I guess we should move to Key West, set up a little icy lobster shop and put our focus into finding this cash.
How many treasure hunters, like serious treasure hunters, do you think?
I think 100
actively searching for this.
Like 100 people. Like it's. I don't think it's a. I don't think it's thousands. I think it's a small community. I think these people all know each other. Like, I think we could be like disruptors. You know, that's an interesting thing, actually. Sort of the Silicon Valley approach to finding treasure. There's got to be a couple guys out there that are doing this.
I mean, dude. I mean, so this is another. Speaking of Key West, and apparently, I mean, we're kind of joking about Key West, but in terms of treasure, like Key West is kind of the spot because I think of obviously all the Spanish ships and kind of the Spanish it wasn't the Spanish Inquisition, but a lot of the Spanish explorations of the southern part of the United States at one point. So Mel Fisher, and this is an article from 1998, so it's obviously a long time, but Mel Fisher, a treasure hunter who got rich undersea, and this is his obituary about him dying. This is in the New York Times, right? So Mel Fisher, a former chicken farmer who became a Horatio Alger figure among undersea treasure hunters, died Saturday at his Key West home. He was 76. Mr. Fisher found hundreds of thousands of gold and silver coins, jewelry, and bars from old-time Spanish shipwrecks in the waters of Florida, off Florida. He hunted doggedly for years for the cargo of a single treasure-packed galleon, the Nuestra Senora de Atocha, which sank in 1622 near the Florida Keys. Eventually, his son, Kane, located the underwater bounty in 1985 and treasure worth roughly $400 million.
What?
Wow. As a result, a handful of people, including Fisher family members, investors, and lawyer from Mr. Fisher, became millionaires overnight, which is fucking crazy. Can you imagine? Like, you're just, like, hunting, you find a thing, and all of a sudden it's just like, I'm a millionaire now.
And the best part about it is that everybody in town thought you were fucking nuts.
Yeah, everybody thought you were crazy.
Roll back with all your gold, and you got a white horse on a carriage, and you're like, suck it.
I mean, this guy was a chicken farmer before this. It wasn't like he was... Like, it's not like our other guy, like Tommy Thompson. Like, Tommy Thompson was like a scientist. That was what he did. Yeah. Like, he was a professional scientist, worked in nuclear labs, knew what he was doing around the kind of things that you need to do to build the kind of ships to find this kind of stuff. Like, this guy, born in Indiana, was a chicken farmer before he discovered a $400,000 loot.
That's the best I told you so ever, right?
Truth. Truth. So other finds, though, so Fisher's company, Salvers Inc., found remains of several shipwrecks in Florida waters, including the Atocha sister galleon, Santa Margarita, lost in the same year, and remains of a slave ship known as the Henrietta Marie, lost in 1700.
Did somebody say Margarita?
and the legend was born.
I like how they named their ships about after the drinks they serve down there. Nice.
The Spanish Pina Colada.
I'll take the old, I'm taking the old galleon, the old Sex on the Beach galleon out for a spin.
So this is, so I found his site, by the way. His site is Treasure Hunters Inc. And ooh, it's treasurehuntersinc.net.
And that sounds like such a phony site.
Oh, dude, you should see the site. The site was made. I think Mel was the site administrator as well. So when he died in 1998, the site was never changed again. Kind of has that look.
Should be janky. It shouldn't be nice.
Well, I wonder. I mean, this is this.
What's the site? Treasurehuntersinc.com.
treasuresalversinc.net. And then there's also Allied Salvers Inc, which doesn't look any better. And this is more of a salvage and appraisal firm working on behalf of insurance companies.
This is Internet 1.0.
This is literally Internet 1.0.
This is what I'm back in 96. Holy smokes.
I know. And then this is oh my god, this is
their email. They use AOL too, just to put a finer point on it.
I wonder if the reason that these, so doing a little bit more search on treasure salvers, I wonder if the reason that we don't hear about treasure hunters anymore is because the government is constantly after them. So this is caselaw.finelaw.com where you
can
find
bullshit, man.
Florida Department of State versus Treasure Salvers Inc. And this is a case that was argued in January 20th, 1982, and settled in July 1st, 1982.
After respondents, making laws to lay claim.
Literally. So this is the case. I don't know what it's about, but after respondents had located the wreck of 17th century Spanish galleon on the Florida coast, Florida immediately claimed ownership of the galleon pursuant to a Florida statute. Contracts were then entered in between Florida Division of Archives as owner of the galleon and its cargo and respondents, whereby responders agreed to conduct underwater salvage operations in exchange for the division's agreement to transfer ownership of 75% of the appraised value of all materials recovered from the galleon to the respondents.
Good God.
The contracts did not purport to transfer ownership to any property to the division. Ultimately, many valuable artifacts of the galleon were discovered. In the meantime, in proceedings unrelated to salvage operations, it was held in United States versus Florida that, as against Florida, the United States was entitled to the lands, minerals, and other natural resources in the area in which the remains of the galleon had come to rest. So this is crazy. So literally, the treasure hunters find it. Florida goes, oh, thanks for finding that. That's ours. We're taking you to court.
When the federal government goes, actually, it's ours.
Yeah, literally.
We're taking you to court.
Oh, my God. This is what a fucking racket, dude.
This is such a racket, man. I had no idea. I mean, it's such a risky undertaking and expensive to go find treasure. And then the governments just say it's ours.
I guess. I mean, so now, so the judgment.
We have to reverse these laws.
So the judgment, though, this is very long. I'm not going to read the whole judgment, but Justice Stevens joined the Chief Justice, Justice Marshall, and Justice Blackmun concluded that the 11th Amendment did not bar the process issued by the district court to secure possession of the artifacts held by the state officials. The 11th Amendment, while barring an action directly against the state itself or any agency thereof, does not bar an action against the state official that is based on the theory that the official acted beyond the scope of statutory authority, if within the authority, that such authority is unconstitutional. So I don't know what any of that means, but it seems like they ruled against the state. I think. I mean, I would love to know more about this, but it seems, I mean, this was in 1982, so I would assume that if Treasure Salvers is the same company owned by Mel Fisher, then he must have won the case, right?
Sounds like it. Sounds like he kept on cruising.
That's fascinating.
Man, this is cool.
I mean, this whole episode has made me really turn against the federal government. Got to be honest, the federal and state government.
It's such baloney, you know?
I mean, why? I understand. I mean, why am I surprised, right? Like, yeah. obviously the government's going to do this, but it does really, it's extremely disappointing to hear it, though. You know what I mean? Like, to see that the government's just like, ha-ha, thanks for finding that treasure that we refuse to look for because we're fucking lazy pieces of shit. We don't have the resources to do it. Thanks for finding it. Now it's ours. Obviously, you know?
Yeah, who the... Yeah.
Pretty brutal.
I guess now the question is, do you treasure hunt or not?
I mean,
knowing that the government's going to try to snatch it up.
I still think my stance is, I have a two-part stance on this. One is everybody should treasure hunt. Two is rosé wine in a can. Not great. Makes you feel drunk. if that's what you're looking for. But when you're doing a pod, not recommended.
It looks like you're just having a LaCroix.
It looks like I'm having a LaCroix called Simpler Wines brand.
You know what's cool about that is that you can, you know, grab a six pack, sit in traffic on the way home, have a couple of rosés.
You know, I mean, I'm not even done with this rosé yet, which is from Australia, by the way.
Ooh,
and
you're gonna probably beat your wife later.
It's a good chance I'm gonna beat my non-wife later. But I don't.
We're angry.
Australian rosés. I have about 1/8 of the can left, and I'm already feeling a little tipsy. I'm already feeling like I want to play God of War for the rest of the night. No. So I can't even imagine having a sixer of these. I would be a fucking goddamn mess.
Well, that's because you're not from Orange County, dude.
I'd be like the U.S. Marshals chasing after Tommy X Thompson. A total mess. A total incompetent mess.
Right.
Well, I think I don't know if we can belabor. I don't know if we can belabor this one anymore. I think we can probably wrap this one up. I mean, I think treasure hunting. I'm surprised that the craft still exists.
Yeah.
But I'm goddamn glad it does, and I hope the federal government can chill the god fucking damn out and stop pursuing who finds this treasure.
Yeah, cut it out.
So I wonder who's...
They could be such little bitches, dude.
I mean, should we make t-shirts that say Free Tommy Thompson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's time. Well,
I stand by that.
I think we should blend memes. We should use Show Me the Gold with a picture of Tommy Thompson. Yeah. It's like a double deep cut.
I wonder who the official...
That's my suggestion.
Who is the... company that actually found the 17 billion? I wonder.
I thought that was the Colombian government that's claiming.
Did they find it, or did the Colombian government? Or are they claiming it?
We're obviously terrible news reporters.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
We're like local news reporters.
There are like 1,000 stories on this. I mean, I don't think it's like required for us to know it. But I think I want to say that it wasn't a private. It wasn't like one of these vigilantes, like Mel or Tommy. I think it was probably an institution, because I'm not seeing any specific person attached. And I think
I'm seeing the Colombian Navy involved. So it seems like top level.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new Reddit layout for a second.
Oh, yeah. We can close out that one. So really quickly, let's wrap this up. Treasure hunting. Treasure is the sub. r/treasure. But there's also treasure hunting. And then like anything else on Reddit, feel free to search. If you like search treasure hunting, search Nazi gold, search whatever you want. You're going to find things that transcend just the sub itself. So
it's a great sub, man. I mean, there's links really good to YouTube sub. Videos, to History Channel, National Geographic. Like, it's a really I'm definitely going to sit up tonight and just plan my escape of my marriage, my child. And then I'm going to go become a treasure hunter.
I'm a treasure hunter.
That's what deadbeat dads seem to do. It's the way to go.
That's what deadbeat dads seem to do.
Where's Papa? Papa's hunting for treasure.
Papa's hunting for treasure. So, for instance, by the way, what I just said about being able to search and then you can track it down. So, in Reddit, in the r/history subreddit, which is a big one, it's like 13 million readers, there was a best of, and the title is Redditor's Dad possibly tips off treasure hunters to location of the alleged gold train in Poland.
Get the
frig out of here. Anyway, all right, cool. So wrapping that one up. Now let's talk about the Reddit layout.
There's a new Reddit layout. It looks okay. You know, it kind of works, but there's a couple buttons I can't find, like the random button I can't find.
Ooh, that's not fun. Do you hit, maybe it's just r/random. Maybe they changed it to a...
But the button, like the clickability of that button was so fun.
I know.
We're going to have to talk to the Reddit brass. Get them
to bring the...
Unless you guys can see where...
It's weird. I'm on Reddit right now and it's not the new layout yet.
You can swap back and forth.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I think... So if you just type in r/random, you will find it. Right. So, for instance, I just did a random and I landed on Stoner Engineering.
Oh, that's
124,000
cool.
subscribers. You give a few potheads a bunch of weed and nothing to smoke out of, and they suddenly become engineers. It's amazing.
Wait, this is really weird. I'm hitting random and I'm just on Mobile Legends over and over again. Is this like a
Mobile Legends?
It's a video game.
I don't know.
I wonder if they bought this out. Holy shit, I'm in the Matrix.
Oh, shit. You just go to the source code. Star Wars Trader. I mean, I think if you go to r/random, then you'll find it.
I just found a subreddit called Blurry Pictures of Dogs. And it is what it is.
That's it.
That's great.
Just really bad pictures of dogs.
Yeah, I think in terms of the new layout, I think I'm a little bit ambivalent towards it. I don't necessarily mind it, but I do think that I miss the old layout because we were on it so much. So it's taking a little bit of rethinking. I mean, the couple things that I really miss. So like right before they changed the layout, I started getting really into saving posts and putting them into like specific categories for me. So like stuff that I want to talk about on the pod, stuff that's funny, new memes, like whatever. Like I was just kind of organizing it however I wanted to organize it. I don't have save now. I don't know where that went. And then when you go to your profile on the top right, there's an opportunity to go to your profile and then you have to click again, like when you're in a profile where you can see how to go to saved, but then it takes you to the old site. So you're kind of like, what's the point, right?
It's almost like a splash page or something.
Yeah, it's a little annoying. I also think the random thing is I understand that you can just put in a subreddit or put in the like random as a subreddit and it's fine, but I think that the ease of the button and I think just like the... It was really cool just to be able to hit a button and all of a sudden be taken to a random thing. So,
yeah, and unless I'm not seeing it, maybe it's there and I'm dumb. But
well, the fact that you can't find it is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. I'm always a little bit hesitant to be too critical when a company changes their layout because obviously people need to.
They're trying to stay fresh with the kids, you know, and I think the company in general seems like they're trying to like enter the modern Silicon Valley world a little bit where...
Which is fine.
I get it. What else are they going to do? Just not do anything?
Like, totally.
Stay the same?
Yeah. Craigslist?
Yeah. I mean, Craigslist is still chugging along, except now that the Casual Encounters has been banned, I don't know why anybody would go to that site. It seems like...
Totally.
I mean, that site's going to die because of that, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
That was the only thing that was keeping it afloat. Anyway.
Yeah. So that's that. So that's our opinion on that. But all right. Well, I find treasure hunting rules. And I think everybody should become treasure hunters or at the very least get a metal detector.
Yep.
Which you can probably buy. Let's see what the current going rate of metal detectors are on Amazon. You guys want to make a bet here? I'm betting $60 for a decent metal detector.
Ooh.
I'm going to say 49, under 50.
49. Good metal detector. I'm going 115.
115. $69.
The Amazon's choice is $79, so.
All right, not bad.
It's called the Bounty Hunter TK4 Tracker 4 metal detector. Hell yeah.
But
hell
if you wanted to get the Garrett AT Max metal detector with Z-Link wireless headphones plus free accessories, and free accessories means you get a hat, which is hilarious.
Awesome. Trucker hat.
Yeah, you get a trucker hat and you get headphones and you get to look like a pair of gray sweatpants, some rapey looking glasses. That one though is going for $649. So I don't know why that's a ton of money. I don't know why it's that expensive. But
here's an economical option. There's a little green plastic sand scoop for treasure hunting, which is one of those just a little like plastic bucket with holes in it. So you scoop up some sand, you sift out the sand, and what's left is yours to keep for the government.
I love it.
What's left is yours to mail to the government.
That's right. Dear government, here is some treasure I found.
Not included.
Please put this to good use.
That infuriates me. That is, oh my God, that makes me so angry.
That was everything.
Free so Tommy Thompson.
Hunting, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. Don't even let us know that you're doing it. Or you can send us a note and we won't tell the government, but we will ask you for, free Clippers tickets and stuff later.
Let's just say we will know you found treasure by us seeing you on your Donzi with our model girlfriends. We'll just assume you got rich finding treasure.
Yeah, if we find Hope Fischow is like, no longer in Oklahoma and now lives in like lives in the Cayman Islands on a Donzi, is like. What if he became Dan Blazarian? What if he just like listened to our pod, started getting really into treasure, discovered the fucking French bronze monkey or whatever, and then lived the rest of his life as Dan Blazarian?
Yeah. I mean, he would be so happy and I'd be happy for him.
I would be his bookkeeper for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like a sandwich maker guy.
Yeah, man, that sounds like a great job for a Dan Blazarian type. That's how you pronounce his name, right? I've always pronounced it Dan Blazarian.
Well, sick, man. Well, fuck. I'm going to go in the backyard and just dig it up.
We're going to find something.
All right. So, cool. So, this is an interesting one. We'll be back probably all in the same room next week. Maybe not, though. So, you're just going to have to get used to this, doing a remote pause every once in a while. But this is Did You Reddit, weekly pod about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Yo, my free day over here. Pitcher's Mound.
Pitcher's Mound. If you want to like us, share, etc., please do it. If you want to make a t-shirt or buy a t-shirt that says Free Tommy Thompson, you can do that. We'll probably make one and put it online. And if you want to find some treasure and then, put that Roman era, 800 BC ring around your middle finger and then fucking put it up towards the American flag, send us a picture. Because I don't know what you'd do with it, but...
Show me the gold.
Show me the gold. But in the meantime, hit us up if you want. hi@digireddit.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, etc. And then we'll be back next week with another pod about the internet. Bye.
Bye.